I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
All right, question for you this morning is, do you confront the past or do you let it be? And this all got stirred up this weekend with Jess. What happened?
So a couple days ago, someone responded to an Instagram story I had posted. I got a DM from this person and it stopped me in my tracks because I have not heard from this person probably since like the fifth or sixth grade. Like actually seen that person.
Yeah.
And this girl, the reason why I haven't heard from her is because this girl was probably one of the meanest people to me in my entire life.
Give me an example. What's something she would say or do?
I
can see you visibly. Like,
I didn't think, ew, I don't like this feeling at all. Okay, so she would say things when I was younger, just kind of, and we were in elementary school together. So I was with her from first grade until fifth grade. And it was always like, I was so annoying. You are ugly. You're fat. You're too loud. You're obnoxious. Why do you always want to be like, why do you think you're funny? You're not funny. No one wants to hang out with you. You can't hang out with us. You can't play with us. All those kind of like mean things. And I feel like everybody listening right now can visualize that person, whether they were there in your life when you were 6, 16, or if this happened to you last week or whatever. There's always those people in your life that kind of pick on those insecurities about you. And I think at that young age, that kind of sets the foundation of how you feel about yourself. And so having this girl in my life at that time for 5 years, constantly saying those things to me, really played a huge part in my life growing up.
Sure.
And one of the reasons why it took me so long to be comfortable with myself, because I have always been a very outgoing person and I always felt insecure about those things. And it took me a long time to finally just be comfortable with being who I am and embracing that because of her. Because, of course, that carried on into high school and as I got older, because she's not the only person that has said that to me, but she was the first.
So, obviously, you can tell. Not a great memory of Jess's past. But you haven't heard from her in a decade.
Right.
Not a word.
Nothing.
Not a word, right?
And so when she responded to my Instagram story, I pretty much like blocked her out of my mind because that's what I do. And she commented on a video. I think I was like wearing something. She's like, girl, that's so cute. Like, hope you're doing well. And immediately I was so angry because I couldn't believe that she had the audacity to even say anything to me.
And they brought that back up.
And I was just like, do you not remember who you were to not only me but to so many other girls growing up?
Like, you were the bully.
She was the bully. And so why do you think that me or anyone else that you treated that way would want to hear from you at any point in our life? And so in that moment I got so mad and I typed out this like long message on what she did to me and what she did to other girls growing up and the effect that she had and all these things, right? And then I stopped myself. And I was like, okay, one, I was embarrassed that
chill.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not okay. I'm 27 years old. I don't want to act like this. Like, what am I doing? And so I stopped and I didn't send anything to her. And I guess I'm just wondering, what do I do in this situation now?
Well, it's like you want to say something.
Right, but does that even matter?
It's almost like you want that retaliation of like, hey, I want you to know of exactly what you did to me back then.
Exactly.
And it's like, are you looking for an apology? Maybe you're looking for an apology. That might make you feel better, but will you get one?
Yeah.
So the question that Jess kind of brings to the table, and I think it'd be interesting to hear from people this morning, anybody ever confronted their past?
Mm-hmm.
And did that make you feel better?
Yeah.
And we could be talking about like somebody that hurt you. I mean, it could be like a Jess situation, like years ago in school even, okay?
Yeah.
Or it could be just somebody, it could be an ex that you haven't talked to in, let's just say, 5 years.
Or maybe a family member.
Even so.
Yeah.
Anybody ever gone back to confront your past and did it make you feel better? Like, did you get the response that you wanted? Because I'm afraid before Jess goes and sends this message that it's just going to stir things up even more.
Yeah, I don't know
that's going to bring you like the satisfaction that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So can we talk to you this morning? 410-583-1065. Good morning, Lori from Baltimore.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who did you confront in your past?
Well, I was bringing up a particular situation for myself. Okay. I wanted to just respond with Jess.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, you know, those harbored feelings that have been brought up and everything, but I think that if you have resolve in the person that you are now, be the bigger person. You know, one, because that's important with who you're comfortable with now.
Yeah.
Two, you might not get the result that you're looking for.
That's my fear.
Should you respond? And three, social media, I mean, you put it out there, you're open to all sorts of things, so you kind of have to keep that in mind too. But I always believe in being the bigger person. It's not worth it if you are comfortable who you are now.
But man, there's something nice. I'm going to tell you. There's just something I know would be so gratifying to be I couldn't have stood up for myself 15 years ago, but I sure did now.
But Lori has a good point, though. So, okay, let's say I send her this long message, and then she doesn't say anything to me. And then how am I going to feel?
That's really going to mess you up.
Thank you, Lori.
Hey, Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Have you confronted your past before?
Absolutely.
And like, how did that go?
So I actually had someone, I was bullied in high school, and, you know, I'm a very eclectic person, and because of that bullying that I had to face, I became as strong of a person that I am now.
Right.
So, this girl who was definitely the bully in high school contacted me via Facebook DM, whatever, and she was like, she actually apologized.
Okay.
So, so you reached out to her first, and you're basically like, hey, listen, this sucked.
No, she reached out to me first.
Okay.
Oh, out of nowhere?
Okay.
Out of nowhere, it was like the beginning of the pandemic, and she's like, hey, I've done a lot of reflecting. I'm so sorry. I realized what a bad person I was, and I was like, yeah, you were absolutely the worst person I've ever encountered.
So you came in hot. She came in hot.
Absolutely. And I'm like, look, I just hope that you have had life experiences that help you reflect on what a horrible person you were back then.
Yeah.
And I have no interest in continuing a relationship, even over Facebook, with you because you were so nasty.
It didn't end well. It wasn't like you guys like came together. So are you glad it happened? Are you like, well, you might as well just not said anything?
No, absolutely. I'm glad it happened because it gave me the voice that I did not have back then.
Yeah, did it make you feel like you were able to get that off your chest?
Oh my God, absolutely. It was a breath of fresh air. I'm like, no, here's this. Boom, done.
That's so good to hear. I think that's what we need to hear this morning. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thanks, Kristen.
Sure, have a great day.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5. This is Baltimore's morning show.
Yeah. What's it, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Where was y'all yesterday? Some of y'all were respecting the holiday.
What were you doing yesterday?
Some of us decided to come to work.
Nice of you to show up.
No, you know what? It's fine.
Just kidding.
I'm glad some people did take the day off because you have about another month and you get President's Day off, but then it's that home stretch until you don't get another holiday till May.
Yeah, also the post office was closed, and man, y'all deserve a break.
Hello, straight up. So 6 o'clock club, if you're back, we'd love to say hi to you this morning. 410-583-1065. You'll just text us, let us know that you're up, especially like a first timer. If you're a first timer, let us know that so we can give you like a special shout out. I don't know, that looks like Jess, but you have to figure that out.
Okay.
All right.
Carrie is so very good morning. Veronica, Hope Floats, Mr. W, Olivia, Jake from State Farm, Human Highlighter, Beautiful Beverly, BTSZ, Lisa, Lori, Kenny from PA. Good morning.
Yeah, man. You too. Come on. 410-583-1065. Just found out Maryland's one of the least stressed states.
Yo, I feel that.
You feel that?
I feel that. That was probably one of the things I noticed the most when we moved here last year.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is just kind of
chill.
Hey. And I'm like, hey.
You're like, what do you want?
And, you know,
from California, people, it's like, you must want something from me.
People, you know, when I'm driving, people let me, you know, get in the turning lane without making me feel like a terrible person. I love it here. Everybody's super nice.
They base it on five things. It's lack of savings, the current state of the country, politics, and everything surrounding the presidential election, living paycheck to paycheck, and then worrying about someone you know getting COVID. Those are the five things that people stress about the most. But Maryland rated towards the very bottom of the list for being the most stressed about those things. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, because we're just minding our own business with our mask on.
Good vibes.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
We're just trying to do our thing.
I was talking to Greg this morning from Greg and Gina. Is that how they go by, Greg and Gina? Is it Greg and Crash?
On 101.9?
Yeah.
We call her Crash, but I don't know if everybody else calls her Crash. Anyway. I think they just call her Gina.
I was asking him because we're walking. He's been here forever now. And I was asking him, so when does it warm up? We're going to get some of that, you know, that heat coming through here. He was like, really? It's going to be probably into February? Like, you're going to go all the way through February. So, like, 6 weeks. But he's like, be careful for March because it's super tricky.
Why?
And if you're from here, you probably know this. Maybe you can confirm this or not. He said that March gets tricky to where it's like, you like, step outside and you'd be like, dang, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's, like, nice out.
And then the next day, it's, like, snowing on you. So,
what? An emotional roller coaster.
It's an emotional roller coaster, man.
How I feel inside. That's okay.
I'm ready for it, though. Yeah. It's 35 as we're starting off our Tuesday show here on Mix. I'll give you some shout-outs here in a second. And the Baltimore Top 3 with Jess.
It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right, let's get it going.
Number 3.
The Maryland horseshoe crab is playing a vital role in ensuring the COVID vaccine is clean and safe to use. The ancient sea creatures are serving as sort of a medicine warning bell. The alarm isn't their 9 eyes, their ink, 12 legs, or their tail, but it's their blue blood that is being used to detect toxins in the medicine. Their blood is apparently hypersensitive to dangerous bacteria, and it has the ability to trap it. So despite all the available science, technology, and engineering, the world still depends on nature to make sure medicines are still safe to use. And I guess the detection process is very simple. The horseshoe crab blood and a sample of the COVID vaccine incubate in a test tube for about an hour, and then there you go.
How did they figure that out,
though?
Isn't that the coolest thing ever? Yeah, it's super strange that they were like,
we should try a crab. They're like, yeah, Fred, go get the crab.
Head to Maryland, somebody. Go pick up the crabs.
Number 2.
Man, Ravens running back Mark Ingram broke his own news and tweeted a goodbye letter to Baltimore minutes before multiple reports broke that the Ravens have informed the running back that they are releasing him today. Ingram played his final game for the Ravens in Week 17. The Ravens saved $5 million in cap space by releasing him. The 31-year-old Ingram has 7,324 rushing yards in 10 NFL seasons, 8 with the Saints. He has 9,219 yards from scrimmage in his career and 72 total touchdowns. He posted on Twitter, "Thank you, Ravens, for being a first-class organization. I love the real ones and the Flock Nation that supported me and showed love. Best is still ahead, and I can't wait."
Sucks, man. I mean, I get it. It's business.
Well, the draft is coming, so he's not going to be jobless for long.
No. Still. All right.
Number 1.
Garth Brooks is the latest performer added to tomorrow's inauguration for President-elect Joe Biden, joining previously announced performers Lady Gaga, who will be singing the national anthem, and Jennifer Lopez will also be performing. Garth Brooks said in a quote, "This is not a political statement. This is a statement of unity. This is an honor for me to get to serve, and it's one of the things that if my family is around, no matter what the president-elect is, it's an honor to be asked." As for what song he'll sing, Garth says he has 2 or 3 options, but he wouldn't give any details, so I guess we'll just have to see tomorrow.
I told Jess, I find that just kind of surprising. When you feel like, I was on country radio for 2 years. It's a pretty conservative fan base, right?
Yes.
And so, being that it is a Democratic candidate that's being elected, I feel like country radio music might want to like stay away from that one, knowing their fan base is more conservative.
I like about what he said is it's not a political statement, it's about unity. So maybe he's doing that just to kind of show that no matter what party you're with, to come together, you know?
I hope his fans follow. You see what I did last night on my Instagram, Jess?
What?
I was trying to get some feedback. I told you this time yesterday that I am a undiagnosed hypochondriac.
Oh,
okay?
My goodness.
I get kind of freaked out when anything goes weird with my body. And I'll be honest with you, I've been here for 5 months now, and going through all, like, getting into a new job process and filling in all the paperwork and blah, 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 I really haven't set up my medical insurance yet. Like, I got my card, but I don't have, like, a doctor. I don't have, like, any of that, right? So last night I get home, and sometimes when you're home alone is, like, when it's the worst. When, like, the hypochondria kicks into, like, full gear.
Yes.
So I get home last night.
Like you were last night?
I told you yesterday, my side is just, like, super itchy. So I'm like, what's the next best thing that I can do since I don't have a medical professional to turn to? I'm like, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll turn to social media.
I know the old Instagram will tell me how to save my life.
Somebody will be able to confirm if I'm dying.
So crazy. So why?
I put a picture of this rash that I have on my side. It's literally.
Barely, but please look at this so you can confirm how ridiculous this sounds.
Well, I put the picture, and just in case you haven't gone to see it, if you're on Instagram, you can follow me. It's that guy Kramer with a K. And I put it up there, and it's literally just under my left armpit. Okay.
Yes.
So picture it like maybe 3 or 4 inches down out of my left armpit. And I put it up there, like, listen, I don't know what this rash is, but what made it worse yesterday is that one of my friends was like, oh my God.
What?
I don't know if you know this or not, but one of my friends had coronavirus and he got a really weird rash too.
Are you serious?
So they're being told coronavirus. Now I'm all in my head.
Don't you
so
dare.
I'm like, the best thing I can do is post on social media. I've got no other outlet to go to. So
You're
I posted
so
on Instagram.
Annoying. No.
So many people came.
And said what? Deodorant.
Said deodorant.
Exactly.
I changed
Normal
my deodorant.
Human
no, hang
told
on.
You
hang on.
What?
I changed my deodorant.
Uh-huh.
It was the one that was on sale, so I changed.
Oh, okay.
I swear to you. I've used the same deodorant for like 5 years. I'm trying to like cut back right now,
but
so I bought the on-sale one.
For the first time ever, when you change something and then you get a rash.
It's the worst.
No.
So no, I don't know if that's what it is.
Totally is what it is.
But hang on, because if it was deodorant,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't it be on both sides? Because I put it on both sides.
I don't think so. Bodies are weird.
I've just never heard of someone getting a rash from changing their deodorant before.
Hey, do you sleep on that side?
I flip back and forth. I go side to side.
Maybe you're sweating.
I don't know.
You're not
man.
Dying. I promise you. You're fine.
Out. You got some kind of medical profession.
No.
You know,
do not feed into this.
Go peruse
please.
The old Instagram.
Oh, no.
I'm that guy Kramer. But I'll keep. I know everyone's really curious
yes,
about.
Please keep me updated.
About my rash and what's the latest.
I need to know.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
What's up with those guy friends? You know, those guy friends, like once you get into a new relationship, what happens?
The guy friends.
You know what I mean? And we're talking about the ones that you may have, you know, one thing leads to another and
hung out with in a special way.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, done a little smooch, a rooch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you feel me? Welcome to Charm City Secrets. And this one's going to be a little bit different because we could use your secret this morning to give some advice. Charm City Secrets, where we come on every Tuesday and Thursday morning around this time. We say, listen, who's got a secret about this? We want to hear it. And you can text us or you can call us. We got our voice disguiser if you want to be completely anonymous. But it just kind of feels good to get these secrets off your chest, right?
Yeah.
This one this week's a tad different because it could actually help one of Jess's friends out. They're kind of in this, Jess and her friend are in this weird debate about, do you tell your current partner this or not?
Yeah, so a friend of mine, she kind of like a couple years ago was like hooking up with this guy and they were really close, mm-hmm. but then they started dating. But they hooked up for a while and they maybe like dated for like 3 months. And then after the fact, after they broke things off or whatever, my friend got with a different guy and she, you know, that was her boyfriend or whatever. And I was always curious to see if like she was going to tell her boyfriend that, you know, what her relationship used to be with our...
This friend.
Her friend or whatever.
He went from like a encounter.
Yes.
Both dating wise and smooching wise, if you will.
And the thing is like they went to college together.
Yeah.
They were like best friends. They were super close. And then they tried the dating thing. Didn't work. Wanted to stay friends or whatever. And I was just like, can you do that? And you're not going to tell your current boyfriend
that?
Does
that have to be disclosed?
Yeah.
Does that have to be disclosed to a current significant other if you have, well, for lack of better terms, hooked up with a friend of yours in the past?
Yes, because
completely platonic now.
Right.
Because, but like, as the question goes in reverse too, like as the current partner, do you want to know this?
Right. Yeah.
So for Charm City Secrets this morning, here's what we're gonna be looking for: who has smooched with a friend? Any kind of hooking up, we'll say. Okay.
Yeah.
Any kind of hookup with a friend. And, like, you're still friends to this day. Does your current partner know this?
Mm-hmm.
Do they know about your past with this now, quote-unquote, friend of yours?
Yeah.
Or do you just not even just even tell them?
Yeah.
Like, even though that man may still be in the picture as a friend.
Yes.
Does it need to be said?
And does it do anything?
Does it do anything?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could turn out for the worst. Like, yeah. Dude, I don't know if they'd want to know this kind of stuff. 410-583-1065. Who can call us and confess this morning? Yeah, I hooked up with one of my guy friends in the past. We're just friends now. And our question to you is, does your significant other now know the truth?
Yeah.
410-583-1065. Hey, Grace from Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us, have you been in this situation before?
So I've been in the opposite. My husband, one of his, you know, old friends, they're really good friends, so they hooked up in high school.
Hello.
And, I mean, I knew about it from almost the start. We've been together 10 years now. We're all good friends. She's married to someone else. Whenever they come into town, we always hang out.
Yeah.
I just feel like if there's nothing there, if it's in the past, but that person's still in your life, it needs to be no, so there's no awkwardness. You know, if her boyfriend find out a different way.
Yes.
I think that would be worse.
So okay. straight up. And he was like, listen, you need to know this. That friend of mine, boom, we used to smooch.
Yeah. And I mean, I knew. And I was like, okay, well, it didn't bother me. You know, it was years before we met. So
yeah.
It was there. So it just, I felt like if I had found out another way, I would have been like, why did you hide? You know,
because
Done our life.
Then it's a problem because I feel like that's a trust issue there. But since you were informed the entire time and like they were in high school, you know.
Okay, who cares? And like I said, we're good friends. She was in our wedding.
Oh, God. You know the worst part of being on the radio is everybody else making you feel extremely insecure about how you act.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, that's
how
normal
people... Yeah, Grace is like, it's fine.
It's
like,
fine.
Why are you
like, just being adult about it. I'm like, oh, wait, what? Okay, all right. All right, you got Brittany on the voice disguiser. Hi, Brittany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Have you smooched with one of your guy friends before?
Unfortunately, I did smooch my old roommate apparently it was lonely and, you know, we're really good friends, but,
Are you still roommates with him today or no?
No, we changed apartments and, you know, that chapter ended, but, we're still friends. We just don't smooch anymore.
Okay, do
you have a boyfriend now?
Yes, I do.
Does he know that you used to have more than a friendly time with your ex-roommate / current friend?
Relations.
Oh, he does, and he seems to be okay with it.
How did you bring that up? Like, yeah. I don't even know how does that progress?
Well, you know, I don't know. Like, I was hanging out with him, and, Then the story came up, and then I don't know. He didn't seem to be that mad. But.
I would wonder if he'd tell the same story about that. You know what I mean? I wonder if he'd feel the same way of like, that's cool, it's fine, it's no big deal. You know.
So you go when you guys all hang out, it's not weird at all whatsoever.
It was at the beginning when I didn't say anything because I had this knot in my stomach.
So you're glad you said something. You're glad you said something then.
Yeah, I felt like I was being dishonest, and I was worried that he was going to be upset about it.
And find out another way.
Okay, that makes sense. What's up, Ben from Towson? How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. You have been intimate with a friend of yours.
Yes. So actually, all right. So my best friend in the world, we hang out probably 2-3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
Me and her started dating when we first met when we were 18 years old, freshman year of college, right away.
Yeah.
Dated for about 2-3 months, and then realized very quickly that we were not suited as a couple.
Sure.
And should just be friends.
Totally.
And from that point on, for the last, let's say it was 15 years, we've been best friends, and she got married. About 2 years ago, she's been with her husband for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And
I never mentioned anything because I was never going to be the guy that rocked that boat.
Yeah. So does her husband know that you guys have been intimate?
He knows. Yes, he knows. So she told him before they got married as one of those, you know, you need to know everything about me kind of situation.
Yeah.
And he obviously he never confronted me or said anything because by that point, like, me and her used to live together as roommates for about 3 years when they started dating.
Yeah, so
he had to quickly get comfortable with the idea that, you know, she lives with an ex partner,
right?
And
but
we see each other all the time.
But did she tell him right away? Like he didn't find out until right before they got married.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily right before. I mean, like I said, they were together for about 6 years. I believe it was about 2 or 3 years in, because by that point we hadn't hooked up with each other in about 8 or 10 years.
Okay,
so
there
wasn't any urgency.
It's been a while. How did he handle it though when he found out? Was he like, oh, that's
cool?
Like
later on.
I think it was one of those situations where he pretty much just accepted that, you know, if he's going to make something out of it, that's all entirely on him.
Because
there's no evidence to support, you know, getting bent out of shape.
Right. Yeah. Boy, mercy. Let me tell you, I'd be burning stuff. I'd be burning houses down out of here. I'd be wild finding that out.
And we hang out all the time.
Like, yeah.
I go over there for game nights all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Stop.
What kind of games y'all playing, man? Am I playing games? My girl like that.
Stop.
Woo! They get me fired up over here. Hey, no, but it's good to hear, though. It's good to hear the side of the story. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, bye-bye. Kathy from Whitemarsh, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Talk about hooking up with, smooching with your guy friends. Have you done it?
I have once, and it was a huge mistake.
Okay.
So we were friends for 10 years, and we hooked up one night, and then consecutively for several nights.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just started acting super weird, like, super emotional, like, into me, wanted to be with me.
Of course.
A clinger. He's a clinger.
Wait.
But when you went into it, did you know he had feelings for you, or were you guys, like, completely platonic?
Completely platonic, yeah. Okay. Years ago, we had a little tiny fling, but not all the way, and then never said anything again about it. And so this just kind of happened, and then, he really wanted to be with me, and so, I don't know, then some weird things happened with his dog and my dog, like, he tried to blame me for giving his dog fleas, my dog, and it just was a mess.
Wait,
the most ridiculous off-the-wall things, like, you were the enemy no matter what.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, his dog got fleas. And he blamed my dog. dog gave his dog fleas.
But in your opinion, that had nothing to do with dogs or fleas. It was really because
he was angry.
He caught feelings.
Any reason he could be mad?
Wow.
Yeah, he was being, he was angry that I didn't want him back, I guess.
Wow, so, okay.
Yeah.
But then, like, do you think, okay, so in your professional opinion, someone's been here, like, should you tell your current partner if you have even done a little bit of smooching with a guy friend
that's still around?
I don't think so, because I told my current boyfriend about it, and he started acting really, really weird. So I was just like, okay, I'm never going to speak of this again.
Wait. Yeah, I can't say a word, man. You can't say a word about that.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Okay, that's what we need to hear. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, she's on the Voice Disguise. We're going to call her Elise. Hi, Elise. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You've smooched with one of your guy friends.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we were friends for a while, and then we dated, like, tried it out. We dated for, like, 7 months. And then we both realized, like, this is not, you know, we were better friends than in a relationship and just always seemed like more friends. So we just stopped dating. We continued to be friends, and he is actually invited to my wedding. My fiance and I were supposed to get married in January, but we had to push it back because of COVID and everything. But I haven't told my fiance that we dated, but I feel like it's, you know, he doesn't really need to know that.
What? He's going to your wedding?
Yeah, I mean, we're so, like, such close friends.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we've been...
Can't get any closer. Hello.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah, we've been friends longer than we dated, so...
Jess, I think this blows Jess' mind, but I think this happens more than you realize. I'm trying to think of my own wedding. To be fair, neither of them showed up, but I definitely invited two girls that I had smooched with in the past that I just became friends with to my wedding. I don't
understand. Okay, but wait. So you have no intention of telling your husband that you're inviting an ex-boyfriend to your wedding?
I mean, I just don't think he needs to know. I feel like he would get weird about it, and he doesn't need to.
And, like, what? There's nothing there. They already decide there's nothing there, because sometimes you're just cool with people after. You're like, I really enjoy you, but that romantic vibe is not there.
But don't you think the husband has a right to know who's going to be at his wedding, too?
Yeah, as what they are today. You know what I mean? Like, they're not still hooking up. Like Elise, is there any feelings that you have whatsoever?
None at all. And that's why we stopped dating. We're like, there's nothing.
Because it's not there. Jessica, I hate to tell you this. This is going to put you in your head so bad. But are you ready for this?
No.
I bet you that Garage Boy is friends with people he's hooked up with before, but he'll never admit it to you.
No.
I bet you he is. That's her boyfriend. I bet you. Elise, do you want to bet that's true?
I bet
it's true.
I don't want anyone at my wedding that has seen me naked or that has seen my fiance naked. I don't.
Just like, no one's coming to my wedding now, no matter what. It's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us.
We can't risk it.
Wait, I wish I could do that. I wish I was like that, but I've never been that way. I don't know how people can, like, be cool with people that they've seen without clothes on.
Well, it's out here. We're getting these calls. Elise, I appreciate your honesty today with your secret. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess. Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Stevenson University. Make an on-campus or virtual visit today. Go to stevenson.edu/visitsu.
Number 3.
The National Aquarium in Baltimore reopened after it was temporarily closed over the weekend for COVID-related violations. A city health inspection found some issues with their social distancing practices inside the aquarium after a picture was seen, and it said failing to address overcrowding or maintain social distancing. Mayor Brandon Scott had to look at it. He had a press conference, and since then, the National Aquarium has reopened after taking additional measures to improve social distancing within their buildings. They'll continue to work closely with the health department and the city to ensure the safety of their guests, staff, and animals.
I told Jess that. I went over there a while ago. Remember I came in?
It was a couple months ago.
And it felt like there wasn't, once you get into the certain
areas,
it was kind of a free-for-all, right? And people wouldn't, I think they just trusted people to stay far away from one another, but they weren't, and so I'm glad they're taking different measures now. It's cool.
Number 2.
The Mega Millions jackpot might see a winner. The third biggest U.S. lottery jackpot is on the line tonight, and the jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing is at an estimated $850 million. But most past winners take the lump sum to avoid higher tax payments down the road. Estimated cash prize is a bit over $628 million for the winner who doesn't want to actually wait 30 years to collect the whole $850 million.
What do you want? If you win it, do you want to get paid out over 30 years, or do you want that one cash sum? Just like, here you go. Here's your check. Bye.
What are you supposed to do?
I think most people just take the cash and run, you know, because you can invest it in different ways and do what you want to do with it.
But I guess I would just take the cash.
I don't know if I trust myself with that.
Really?
I think if I knew it was coming in for 30 years, I can be like, all right, well, I know, I think no matter what, there's how much money I'm going to get.
You have a payment coming?
Because you know me, like,
that's
good.
That's kind of nice.
I'm good with saving it, but
you,
like,
can't be trusted.
I feel like I'd really be frivolous. It was that amount of money.
It's too much. Too much freedom, huh?
Number 1.
Okay, so Jamie Lynn Spears says Elon Musk owes her some cats, okay? The star and sister of Britney Spears has called out the CEO in a since-deleted IG video calling Tesla a secret cat killer. And what's Jamie Lynn's bone to pick with Tesla? She thinks the electric cars are a little too quiet, saying that she lost several cats in Tesla-related tragedies. In the since-deleted Instagram video, Jamie Lynn admits unfortunate things have happened, suggesting that Tesla needs to stop making their cars so quiet because animals are caught off guard and things don't end in a very tragic way. She said, I don't even want to tell you how many cats we've lost because they don't hear the Tesla crank. Elon Musk, let's figure this out because you owe me a couple of cats. How do you feel about that?
I see. I mean, I see your point. Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know if she's going about it the best way. You know, obviously, if she deleted the post, you know that it probably was, you know, she thought through that a little bit better.
Or maybe don't buy a Tesla.
I mean, I think, and I don't know the law, but I think something changed recently to where something had to change on it. I mean, you have to look into the law of that.
But like, it's too quiet.
It's like too quiet. Like, they did add something to it.
Yes.
And I don't, again, I don't know the exact laws. I look it up, but something with that. But I mean, it's sad. Honestly, I hear this story, I get sad. I'm like, these poor cats.
I know, because you know? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, come on, Tesla.
Yeah.
Give her back her cats.
I mean, I don't think she can get them back, Jess.
Get her new cats.
I don't think that's how it works. More Baltimoreans are giving themselves more self-care than ever before.
Good.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
As stressful as it's been the last 10 months, more and more people are being like, I need to, like, do something about this. 73% of people in this city say that they were extra conscious that they were, like, needing self-care, right?
Absolutely.
What's more than that, 69% of people in the city say they plan to practice even more self-care in 2021. The things they said they were going to do. And let's go through this list and see if we are doing these things ourselves, okay? Yeah. At-home spa rituals.
Yes.
I'm not.
Why?
Honestly, because, like, if I'm dating someone, like, if a girl's like, let's do manicure, pedicure, like, face mask, I'm like, I'm down.
Yes.
I'm so down. I'm just not going to go, like...
And see, this is the issue with
I'm not going to, like...
That's the problem. You should be able to do a face mask by yourself.
I just don't think I'll do it ever.
But why not? You should.
I won't. 47% of people say they're doing at-home spa rituals. 41% of people in the city say they're visiting the spa for treatments, which I haven't been to spa in a while.
And you don't have to do that, by the way. There's so many things you could do at home.
Totally. Getting a mani-pedi at a nail salon is what most women are saying they're going to cope. 36% of women say they're doing more self-care that way this year.
Yes, treat yourself.
Getting a haircut.
Yes.
At the salon, 34% say it's self-care for them. It's good. Home hair treatments.
Yeah.
34% of women. Exercising indoor and outdoor, about 30%, which is good. I mean, I'm trying to exercise, man. I'm like...
It's such a good release once you get into the routine, I promise you.
3 days a week, maybe, I'm at right now.
That's awesome.
It's all right. It can get better. Getting your hair colored, which I don't understand why women find that so...
It's crazy.
Explain that to me.
So when I go through something drastic, I always do something to my hair. And, like, chopping your hair off or dyeing it a completely different color is some sort of, like... change, and it makes you feel like a weight is lifted off of your chest.
I don't get it.
And I don't know why, but I love it.
Meditating. 28% of women are saying they're meditating now.
Mm-hmm.
More than they were or starting for the first time this year. I just got back into it maybe 2 weeks ago, and it does help.
Yeah.
Do it first thing in the morning, and I feel good. Also, today is National New Friend Day.
Oh, cool.
Of course, it's important to take care of yourself, but let's face it, friends make things better. So today for you to forge new friendships as well as strengthen friendships that we already enjoy.
Yeah.
How's the friendship thing going with you, Jess?
What do you mean?
Like, now that we're here, and keep in mind, we moved to Maryland in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. Okay?
Not the most friendly time.
Opportunity,
I
guess.
To get out and, like, meet new souls. Are you making new friends?
No, but here's the thing.
Because I'm sitting here too, I'm like, let me go through all the friends that I've made since we've been here. If you count the people that work downstairs in the lobby of my apartment, then I've got like three.
You know what though? You know who I consider my friends? And I don't know if you think this is sad, but our listeners, you know, honestly, like when you guys call and text us, I feel like you're texting me because it's coming to my computer. So when I have those conversations with you, I think that's our conversation. And I really enjoy that. And I love that. Like when you take the time to call in, you have no idea. I don't know what you're doing, and I don't know who you are, but when you want to talk to us about what's going on, it makes me feel special. So thank you for being my friend.
This little family. We're making this little family over here.
Yes,
you know?
And please follow us on Instagram so we can be friends on there today. I would love to be your new friend.
If you listen to other morning shows, which I'm sure you do.
Does this sound sad?
Is anybody needier than this morning show? This is the neediest morning show. Please follow us.
Nothing gives me more joy when you call in and you're like, hey.
We appreciate it. I mean, you guys do feel like family.
Yeah.
In a strange way.
You're all we have.
Okay, relax.
I'm serious.
Now we're sounding desperate.
Okay, sorry.
You ever confronted your past before? You ever, like, gone up to somebody that did you wrong? It could have been years later. And you're like, we need to talk about this. Jess is what?
Was that too far?
It was a little too far.
Do I seem desperate?
It seems like we need to have, like, a mental health talk after this.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.